This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Helen Houston and Liz Lister. They're our guides today. Hey, Helen, I understand that you lead small cruise ships around Scotland, and it never occurred to me that there could be a cruise ship itinerary around Scotland. What's with the cruise industry?
Last year, I was lucky enough, we went on a very small cruise ship, your private cruise ship with, there was 100 passengers, and we went right round the Hebrides, the islands of Scotland. Fortunate enough to go on a glorious day onto St Kilda. That's the farthest west island of Scotland, 100 miles off the main mainland.
I would love
mainland.
To go to St Kilda.
Well, Rick,
you get to the far west fringe of Scotland and you realize there's one more little bit of Scotland, and it's way out there, halfway to Iceland, it seems like, St Kilda.
Well, if you get a chance, go there. It is absolutely unbelievable. Nobody lives there anymore, just the sheep, which are grazing. They're now feral. And the National Trust for Scotland looks after St Kilda. But the houses are still there that the people lived for. They were all evacuated out in the 1930s.
You know, that's similar to the Blasket Islands in Ireland off of the Dingle Peninsula.
Yes, and the same history. They were a people that had a very kind of creative, artistic bent to them, just like the Blasket Islands.
So if I'm thinking of cruising Scotland, you could think of St Kilda, you could think of Isle of Skye, you could think of Iona and Oban, you could think of Orkney, way up in the north, you could think of St Andrews, and of course Edinburgh, lots of things to do by boat for Scotland.